Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Extra Extra, episode 19, right here in the Big Hobbs Network. Hope you're doing well this Sunday, and it is September 10th, and I thought I'd give you guys an update as to what's going on with us right now, when you can expect more content, and why content that I was going to do didn't go the way that it was supposed to. Before we go ahead and get started, go check out BigHobbsMovieNetwork.com. That's where you'll find our archive of every episode of every show that we've ever done, ever. Go check out Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Twitter to me, and it'll always be Twitter to me, dang it. that's BigHobbsMovieNetwork. Just look on our social media pages as we find out the latest news and what's happening. And don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Pandora, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean, or Amazon Music. That's where you get your podcasts, mainly the 90s podcasts. This podcast is on there too, but of course, if this is not where you usually listen to podcasts, we are on those networks as well. So, why am I giving you an extra extra right now? Shouldn't I be gearing up for the drop-in of our brand new 90s gamer series, Final Fantasy II? Well, for those of you who watched our stream on Monday, you will know that that has been scrapped. And if you didn't watch the stream on Monday, I figured I'd let you know what was going on, because I think it's important to keep you guys open and honest, and to let you guys know when you can expect content from us, when content is ready to go, okay? So, what happened? Well, I picked Final Fantasy because it was a game that I've been told was magnificent. And from what I've played of it, it absolutely is. It is a great game. It kept me involved. The story is good. The story's great. For a game that came out in 1991, it has got a dang good story and a dang good... you could pick it up now when it won't be that much out of date. You know, but then again, I play retro games all the time, so what can you say? You know, it's a good game. It's a real, real good game, and I enjoyed every minute that I worked on it. I'd never played the game before I got started, but I decided to give it a go anyway, because why not? You know, just something new, something to stretch my boundaries. And I've started playing games like that as I've gotten older, so I missed out as a kid, but I enjoyed every second of it that I played as a grown-up. I racked up something like 15 or 16 hours on it for the 90s gamer, just working on how to play it, learning how to play it, actually more than double that, learning how to play it and doing some practices and trial and error and recording and re-recording and so on and so forth, and I ended up with 15 episodes. So not bad, I had 15 episodes in the can, and I wasn't going to upload them to YouTube until I'd have, you know, until I was confident that I was going to keep going and I'd had a schedule down. And, you know, with finishing a dead streamer with the Paper Mario series, I wanted to, you know, have enough time to, when it was time to play weekly, you know, I had enough time to create 2 episodes on the weekend and 3 episodes on the weekend and 4 episodes on the weekend, and have enough time to edit them and polish them and so on and so forth. So, after about 15 recorded episodes, I went to our good friend YouTube. Now, I'm not criticizing YouTube. I'm not. They have their, you know, it's not always a great experience with small creators, but I went on YouTube and I uploaded the first episode, and everything went well. Now, if you've never played Final Fantasy, I figured I should let you know what's going on. Aside from minor sound effects that you get in the combat, it is entirely music. So there's nothing else in there but music. Now, a lot of games are like that too, but there's no spoken word, and the soundtrack itself is a character of the game. And it's a very, very good soundtrack as well, I might add. So there's no way to turn it down, there's no way to shut it off, and you wouldn't want to, even if, you know, you could, because that takes away from the game. Well, loaded the first episode, everything was fine. Then I loaded the second through fourth episodes, and I got hit with copyright. Not with copyright strikes, because they do allow the game to be used on YouTube, but copyright restrictions. And what that means is, if you are monetized, you can't get the money for the episode that you did. Now, I'm not monetized, so that doesn't bother me, but it makes you harder to get monetized as well, from my understanding, from what I've read up, because you were just basically using copyrighted material. Hey, come on now, we're not going to pay you for that, you know, so on and so forth. So I looked to see what I could edit out, and by editing out the sound, it took away from the quality of the videos, and took away from the quality of the games, so I came to a decision that I was not going to push forward after recording 15 episodes and taking away 5 weekends of my time where I could have been working on something else. But it's a good game. I enjoyed it. I'll probably continue my playthrough in private time and so on and so forth. But as far as doing it for a 90s gamer, I'm not going to be able to do it. And that's unfortunate. But I'm not risking copyright strikes and copyright infringement and everything like that on my YouTube channel. It's a small channel. It's a tiny channel compared to a lot of others, but I put a lot of work into it, and I don't want to lose what I've done so far. And plus, if I did lose it, I'd have to get a new email address and have to re-upload everything. And yeah, so I'm not going to be doing that. So, what did I decide to do as a backup? Well, I had a 4-day weekend last weekend, so I decided that I was going to put on a project that I started in 2021. Now, I know this is not a 90s thing, and a majority of my audience is people my age, but I was going to play Skyrim. Skyrim is a game that I love and enjoy, as I mentioned before. We've done episodes on right here, right now about it, and I was going to use the excuse, which is still relevant, that I know it's not the 90s, but the series started in 1994. So it's the 5th installment of the series. That's how I've gotten away with playing Paper Mario over on a dad streamer. Because Mario started in the 80s and played a lot of its games in the 90s. So, you know, I'm getting away with that. So, I knew in the back of my mind that I had this, and I had 90% of the graphic work completed. And for the love of everything, I had a whole season lined up, research and everything. I researched a whole character, and I don't know why I stopped pre-production for it. And now I do know why, because it hit me like a ton of bricks. So I put the game in my recording software. For those of you who don't know, I use OBS and Premiere to edit the videos. So put it into OBS, and the game looked good. It looked like it was going to work. It looked fine. And then I hit record, and my graphics card almost melted in my computer, because it's an older graphics card. So it's like, okay, I've got another software on here. It's the crap software that came with the computer, and I have to do a lot more editing. But let's see if this works. And wouldn't you know, it recorded the episode perfectly. So I was feeling all cocky. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to do 2 episodes. And 3 episodes. So I recorded 3 episodes. And that's all I was going to do. I wasn't going to do any more. I was going to put it on hold at that point, because I wanted to see if it still held up to the standard. Because in the back of my mind, something was telling me that there was going to be an issue. And after the issues that I had with Final Fantasy, I didn't want there to be copyright issues or anything like that. So I played this game without its music on. Smart move. So I edited it. In the first episode, I edited perfectly. In the second episode, I edited perfectly. In the third episode, audio-video went out of sync. And then I remembered that I recorded 5 episodes back in the day of the same playthrough, and the audio-video went out of sync, and I couldn't fix it. So I wasn't going to carry on playing a game that the AV was out of sync. Because it would just waste my time, and I'm not that good of a video editor to edit everything back to where it should go. So that's also on the shelf too. I'm going to have one more attempt next weekend to do it. I think I figured out how to make my original recording software work without it going into meltdown, and hopefully that works. And if it does work, great. And if it doesn't work, then at least I tried on this computer, and when I eventually get my new computer, I'll do it then when it's time. Although by then, you know, Skyrim will be definitely dead, and Starfield will be the new king, and there'll be a new king on top of that, because by the time I get a new computer, probably Elder Scrolls 6 will come out. And for those of you who are waiting for Elder Scrolls 6, knows that I can't be waiting that long for a new computer. So, what am I planning on doing now? Well, I decided to go back to the well and do another playthrough of Pokemon, but this time it'll be Pokemon Red. So there's a huge difference in both games. There's different characters you can catch. Some of my team that I had in Pokemon Blue will not be in the game. So I'm going to have to work hard to replicate my team. And I've got a couple of ideas to do that. And I'm going to play it on the hardest mode possible. And what that means is I'm going to pick a starter Pokemon that is not suited for the first 2 gyms. So That's going to be fun. But then after that, I'm going to be playing Crash Bandicoot, the original Crash Bandicoot 1. I never really played that game because I never got it. I got Crash 2 and Crash 3. So I've got to learn how to play this game. So that's going to... I'm going to spend my time learning how to play the game before I go ahead and humiliate myself in front of, you know, the people who watch the 90s Gamer. But starting sometime in the fall, starting sometime October, November time, it will be Pokemon Red coming up. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then when that's done, I'm going to follow it up by playing Crash Bandicoot. Dead Streamer is coming back. It's coming back in the fall, where I do a series of single games. The original point of a Dead Streamer was to do single games that would, you know, you could easily finish in one sitting and, like, you know, between an hour and 2 hours. And I enjoyed doing that, but then I got big with my WWF series and my Space Colony series, and the series that I recently just did of Paper Mario. So I'm going back to its roots, and I'm going to be playing individual games. The first game will be Tiny Toon Adventures, which I enjoyed playing as a kid, so I hope you guys will enjoy it too. But it'll be over on our Twitch channel, and I'll have more details when that comes closer to time, okay? And finally, well, not finally, we've got two more things to do. Thanksgiving's coming up. Usually I do a live stream around about the Thanksgiving time that takes a couple of hours. This year, I'm going back to the well. I'm going to finish New and Tasty. And when I say finish it, I'm going to start right from the beginning and go through the whole game. I've got better at the game when I did my walkthrough of Crash of Oddworld way back in 2021. And also, I'm in a better place physically to do a production like that. I was out in my old office that is not set up for doing an 8-hour live stream, because I'd have to step away to get a drink, and that would take 5 minutes, and so on and so forth. So instead, this year, I'm locked in my bedroom in my nice new studio that I've had for 2 years, and I'm going to be playing New and Tasty again. And this time, I'll play the game on hard mode, which I did last time. And this time, I'm going to, as the kids say, slay it. Yes. So that's my plan, Thanksgiving. It's not going to be on Thanksgiving. It's probably going to be on the Friday or the Saturday. I haven't decided yet. More information will come out in the next couple of weeks, where I will do all the graphics and so on and so forth. That'll be under our 90s Gamer banner, so that will be on YouTube, not Twitch. I was debating putting it on Twitch and then uploading it to YouTube, but I'll probably do it on YouTube. It depends on how I feel, because I don't want to do it under a Dead Streamer. The Dead Streamer banner, but then again, you know, it'll probably be that. I'll have more information on where I'll be playing it and what brand I'll be playing it under soon. Probably be a Dead Streamer on Twitch, but I really want to do it on YouTube. But that's another story for another day. Talking of podcasts, and I haven't talked about podcasts, but talking of podcasts, the 90s podcast is coming back. I'm researching episodes as we speak. I've got 4 more episodes to do before I'm done with the pre-production. I'm aiming for a January 7th release of next year, and I'm hoping to do 2 seasons next year. I haven't done 2 seasons a year in a while. I usually do the 90s podcast in the first quarter of the year, and then spend the rest of the year planning the next season, because my brain is, look, I'm a one-man show, and I work on 3 projects at once. And the gaming stuff is easier to do, so it takes up my priority when it comes to doing YouTube stuff. But when it comes to the 90s podcast, I love the podcast, I really do. It takes a while to research, because I'm not a very good researcher. And with my research style, it takes a while to research all the details that I need. So you combine that with the state of my mental health, which has been well documented on this network. It's not in the greatest of shape, but I work 8 to 5 in the same studio. You know, when I'm done after 8 hours sitting in this chair, I want to get up and do something else. I don't want to spend my time researching stuff. I've got a lunch break, but that's where I usually either take a nap or take a break, you know. So the research is coming. I'll have 12 episodes ready by January 7th. I should have them ready by the end of October, because I'm only researching the last of the albums that I'm going to be covering. And I'm not going to tell you what those albums are. But let me see what they are, because I can't remember all of them. But I'm not going to tell you guys what they are until it's time to release. So that'll be fun. But I've got 5 episodes to finish editing. And some of them are really good. This is going to be, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Half the episodes of season 10 are going to be music based. So it's going to be a lot of fun to do that. And that is it, really. So, to sum up, Final Fantasy 2 is not happening because of YouTube shenanigans. I was going to do a series of Skyrim, but that was destroyed by my computer because I almost destroyed my computer doing it. And the editing audio-visual didn't work out. I'm planning on playing Pokemon Red in the near future. That'll be information coming out in the next few weeks. Dad Streaming will be back with Tiny Toon Adventures in the fall, around about November time. I think I've got a date already set up. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that will be ready to go individual games for the rest of the year. That'll be over on our Twitch channel. Also on our Twitch channel, I've decided right now I'm doing it on Twitch, will be New and Tasty playthrough. That will be the day after Thanksgiving, or the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and the 90s podcast is hopefully coming back on January 7th of next year with a very, very music-heavy season. So, that is it. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Don't forget to check out becausewemenetwork.com for our archives. Don't forget to check out Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's Twitter, not X. Even calling it X makes my teeth hurt. Where you find out the latest news and what's going on, just look up Because Movie Network. And don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Pandora, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn. Not Stitcher, Stitcher's gone. TuneIn, Podbean, or Amazon Music. That's where you'll find all of our podcasts. And of course, our YouTube channel contains the 90s Gamer and all of our Twitch stream archives. And that is it. I want to thank you very much for watching, everybody. And until next time we see you, take it easy, okay? And I will be back later on in the year, and I'll have more information for you when that time comes. Check out our social media pages. That's where you find out what's going on, okay? And I will have all that information for you probably in the next week or so, decide that you're going to make graphics and so on and so forth. So, that's it, everybody. Take it easy. Say your prayers. Take your vitamins, brother. I don't know why I'm doing Hulk Hogan. He's an awful human being. But in that spirit, be good. Look after yourself. Drink water. If you're going outside, it's starting to creep up a little bit. Wear a mask. I've had COVID this year. I don't want it again. So everybody start wearing masks again, please. I know I am. And look after your neighbor. Okay, look after your brothers and sisters and all that stuff. Peace and love to everybody. And I'm clocking out. Take it easy, everybody. Bye.